technology has been, nothing else, has allowed us to dentistry, and when I say us, dentistry, to move very fast. Unlike a lot of other industry medical sects out there, dentistry is moving at really lightning speed. So you just got to be able to listen, watch, and move with it. And I think labs work continue to be an awesome business because we have awesome clients in the dentists we work with.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody. Have you been wondering how you should work with labs, what labs are doing, how the relationship with laboratories are changing, and what it's going to look like in 2026 and beyond? This week's episode, we're going to talk exactly about that, how labs are understanding or should be understanding the changing nature. And this week, I have our good friend and partner, BJ Kowalski. BJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today, T-Bone?
Good, man. How are things at Roe Dental Labs in Cleveland?
Things are great. We always have, a lot of good projects in the pipeline, trying to innovate, trying to do things different and special, and trying to support our customers. So staying pretty busy, some challenging economic times we're talking about, but our crew is staying pivoting and busy and always kind of pivoting to try to do something different.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that for a second. Okay. And we'll talk about the lab and all of that here in a minute, but
yeah.
So BJ, you've been in the lab business, what, 20 years, 25 years at this point in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
25 years.
And it's changed a lot. Let's not even talk about from a material and technology perspective. Let's talk about the relationship perspective. As I understood it, and Creeley's correct me if I'm wrong, 25 years ago, a lab pretty much did everything for the office. Like, it literally was, we mail you something, you mail us something back. What has been the biggest change in that side of things that you've seen over the last 25 years, and honestly over the last few years more specifically?
Yeah, it's interesting. When I first got into the business, I found that as a young person going into dentist's office, they knew all about lab work. Like, they could make everything. They could make a partial framework. They could tell you about how the connector should be. They would wax their own crown. So it's kind of come 360, because when I first started, it was still kind of that era where dentists were doing a lot of lab work and they were casting gold crowns. They were setting all the removable cases. And then over the years, they went way away from that. Almost all, not doing, in dental school, came out and didn't have those kind of skills that they had did initially. But now with the advent of digital, it's kind of turned around a little bit with doctors choosing to spend some of their time doing some of the lab work with some of the advanced technologies around now. So it's definitely changing, because, we went from making a product is what we do. That's our core competency, is making things. But more and more every day, it's more of a service business where we're providing support, service, files, things like that, as opposed to physical products.
How hard has that been? Let me, I'm trying to ask this nicely. Okay. Has it really been a choice to embrace that?
Well, in business, you have to adapt, right? You have to adapt with what's happening. And we try to listen to the market. We try to listen to our customers, listen to their needs. So we'd rather look to us for a solution than someone else. So, we would rather be producing everything, but we're very content. In some ways, it's very satisfying to just provide, design services. So we keep expanding that portfolio to other products.
The reason I bring that up is because a lot of labs aren't, look, I've been at this game 26 years now. When I got my CEREC machine in 2003, I had labs literally curse me out.
Yeah.
Like, I was their competition, right? And, fast forward 8, 9, 10 years from there, we learned to work in harmony. Okay. And now I feel like we're going through the same thing. I'm talking about with labs in general, not you, obviously.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going through the same thing again, where when I tell a lab I have ExoCAD, they're like, wait, why do you have that? Like, what am I here for? How are you guys adapting, specifically what goes through your head, and what are the things that you're doing to make it friendly for dentists that are like me, basically?
Yeah, well, I think I mean, your time is your most valuable asset. Any dentist listen to the podcast, like your time is where it's at. So anything we can do to save you time. I mean, if we can do some of the lifting with, say, a full arch exocad design and you're just modifying it, or when you're slow and have time, you want to play around and, you know, design the case, great. Or you have a team member design the case, great. We're your backup. If you need that resource, we're there for you. You know, we're just kind of increasing the collaboration. Instead of sending mounted casts back and forth talking about cases, we're sending files back and forth.
Where I got introduced to Roe was with the full arch workflow. Before that, I never even knew you guys existed. And I mean, I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Sure. But,
you know, I would tell you that at this point, you're known as a full arch lab, even though you're obviously much more than that. So when did you guys start doing full arch dentist, like full arch implant work?
Yeah, you know, we were printing at the very onset of really full arch became popular. I mean, we were just the first bunch of full arches we made were not pretty, you know, solid zirconia, opaque. So we took some lumps along the way. So, you know, it's been quite some time since we've been doing it. And it really picked up when we, and it's since spun off into a separate company, Guided Smile, with a surgical guide approach. That kind of got us doing a lot of full arches because we just be restoring those cases that we've done. And now we have, you know, basically a full team, full arch, you know, milling and finishing technicians, and a separate full team of design technicians that frankly half their work is doing designs for files for doctors on demand. You know, within an hour we get the files and we're getting them back to the doctors ready to print something in their office chair side. And we have a bunch of innovations we're working on there as well.
I want to come back to that one for sure.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the benefits of full arch guided. Mm. Okay. And I think a lot of times people still like the reason I'm so into this is like I wouldn't do implants if it wasn't for guided. And I certainly wouldn't do full arch if it wasn't for guided. And you know, at the end of the day, look, you like 5% of the time you got to be able to rescue things and fix things. But what I found is it's not even really 5% of the time. Watch it. I'm going to knock on wood because my next case is probably not going to be one of those 5% of the times. But what are your services for people that want to start surgically placing full arch? What are you guys doing there?
Yeah. So for full arch, we believe that like the easiest approach to get into full arch, obviously you have to be very proficient at implants and everything that surrounds implants, is a guided approach because it is a step-by-step. It is a recipe, you know, for success each and every time. It's very repeatable. We have every step of every process documented with videos, with big, thick booklets that explain every process. We have a roadmap that, you know, put on the wall, tells everybody exactly what to do. So guided is a very, easy way to get into full arch, and it continues to be very, very popular. Although some of our clients, as they get more and more comfortable with everything, particularly the bone reduction piece, which the guide is very, very helpful for, you know, they start to, you know, deviate from that. You know, one approach is, you know, fully digital. Another approach is, you know, obviously just no digital at all, just hand do it. I don't need anybody. I'll just eyeball everything.
We call that brain guided.
Brain guided. There you go. But a hybrid approach, which is becoming very, very popular, is called Combi Guide. And we're evolving into something called a Guided Smile Digital, where it's basically guided bone reduction, a fiducial that goes in, a fixation base, guided bone reduction, implant placement. And then we have a marker that's placed in there. The bone reduction guide acts as a fiducial marker. And then you can go into a digital photogrammetry type workflow or Guided Smile Digital that we can talk about, which, then it's kind of a hybrid approach. So you get the kind of the speed and efficiency of giving everything, pre-planning everything, knowing what's happening, but then you get the benefit of a provisional that's customized exactly for those that implant position and for a day of surgery. And we do that all within, you know, as you know, like within, you know, an hour, we get that
hour. Yeah. So it's interesting. As you're talking about this, I'm remembering like my first cases were denture conversions. And then, you know, then I learned about like pre-made temps. And basically, like at this point, we're not even talking about pre-made temps that much anymore. And what I have seen is that when I was getting $25,000, $30,000 an arch, I could afford a fully digital workflow from beginning to end, let the lab make everything. And everybody won in that. You guys won, we won, the patient obviously wins no matter what. And then what I started noticing is that we started seeing downward pricing pressure. You know, it's not unusual for me now to be at around $20,000 for an arch. And so suddenly when I'm $10,000 less in revenue, we've got to cut out some of the costs, right? We got to cut out the pre-made temps and things like that. And that's what initially led me to look at photogrammetry, grammetry, different options like that. But then what I noticed was I was actually getting better results. And what I mean by that was the surgical temps were much thinner. They were more lifelike. If they broke, I literally just click print and print another one.
Yeah.
So I had a little bit more flexibility. Are you guys facing that same downward pressure in pricing or seeing the effects of that?
Certainly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's going through the market and obviously a lot of it's competition, right? Maybe back in the day, there wasn't that many people in your geographic area offering that service. And now it's become more popular. Just like us, we were kind of, a lot of people did what we did. Now, most labs offer that kind of service because it's popular and it's a service their clients want. We 100% are experiencing that. We've definitely seen the more popular with the less expensive combi guide, getting that bone reduction, getting the implant placement, doing those provisionals, chair side. We kind of package that in the service. So, and that's a much, much less cost. So we also have, have been experiencing that.
Yeah. And, one of the reasons I wanted to bring some of this stuff up was, at least I know I thought this way initially, and I've been working with you guys for 12, 13 years now at this point. And when I wanted to go to a point where I didn't want you guys to make my finals, I had this intent, I had this impression that maybe the lab wouldn't want to work with me. And what I found was the opposite. I mean, the lab wanted to support us in every way. So I want our listeners to know that, at the end of the day, if you just want a guide only, the lab will make that. If you don't want a guide and you want to freehand it and you just need somebody to design your cases, design the prosthetic, the lab will do that. If you want somebody to just make your final, the lab will do that too. I mean, are those true statements on my end?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a kind of a mantra here that we meet our clients where they are and wherever they are in their journey, in their practice, in their technology adaption in their practice, as they're vertically integrating technology. And we're more than happy to meet our clients where they are, because a lot of our clients are our friends. That's what we do. So we'll take what we can get and hopefully get more referrals for more type of business, even though it's maybe not a bigger piece of the pie, it's smaller, but we understand the challenges. And times change all the time. So a year from now, milling machines break, technology changes, it might not be, and things might be different and things might, filter back for some of our clients back to the lab. So we were happy to meet our clients anywhere in that journey. And we keep trying to make little tweaks to make things different. For like the combi guide approach, the Guide Smile Digital, we're working on a concept called Guide Smile Digital with a one scan approach. So at surgery, you have literally one scan that you can take, one iOS scan, and everything else is pre-done ahead of time because, doing things in office, cutting costs are important. But again, time is really important to get that patient in and out of there. If you could, basically get a prosthesis design back in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, as opposed to an hour, I mean, how much smoother does your day go? If everything's all set up and you only have to take one scan, you're not trying to take a bite on a patient that's has anesthesia, trying to get the right position. If all that is planned ahead of time and then ready to go with just one scan of the implant position, that's probably a subject for another podcast. That's where we're trying to make that workflow as fast as we can, knowing that, doctor's time is the most important commodity.
So on the full arch side, I can use Roe to design guides.
Absolutely.
And both metal and plastic.
Yes. Okay. Full arch or regular. Yeah.
Right. And then I can utilize Roe to a full workflow, which is, hey, make my guide, make my temporary, make my final. I get it all taken care of, but I can also utilize Roe independently just to do my designs as well. So one of the biggest challenges I had on photogrammetry, grammetry initially was, great, I've got exocad, I've got these Legos and dominoes I can put in the mouth, but then I spent like 2 hours designing it, or 2.5 hours designing it, and I was like, this sucks. And so that's where like I leverage you guys to make my designs, and I think we're down now to about less than an hour for a typical single arch. And even our double arches are often coming back in an hour as well.
Yeah. So what, you know, what we've done is, again, trying to meet our clients where we created a whole separate team that isn't like an interruption of their day. They're not building porcelain 1 minute and doing design the next. Like, this is all they do. And it's, you know, at this point, over a dozen people. And understanding, like, these, everything has to be like stat, like your patients there. We create a little separate customer service team. So we have an appointment, or we can do stuff on demand, but we normally have appointments. And we're like, if we're waiting for records, we're calling you saying, we had an appointment at 9:00. It's 9:30. What's happening? You know, we're waiting. Because we don't have time to we can't afford to disappoint you and your patient when someone's under anesthesia and you're waiting to get.
Right. No, you're right. I've gotten those calls before. Case isn't going the way I wanted to. Chris will be like, hey, it's 11 o'clock. Like, where's the data?
Right.
You know, and it's like, hey, we're going to be 11:30. No problem. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love. So on the zirconia side, and so this is maybe a little off script, but, we're seeing there is no script with either one of us. There's no script.
Right.
We're seeing more and more offices start to fabricate their own zirconia. Again, from a time perspective and a pricing pressure perspective, outside of design services, are you guys at this point able to do milling for offices, those that don't want to spend $50,000, $60,000 on a milling unit?
Yeah, we have a separate service where we can either, as a backup service, if something fails, we can then take your files and mill them. There's some tweaks there about getting on the same page. So it needs to be a little planning for screw dimensions and how things are designed. So we can take your design and mill them and send it back in the green state, send it back fully finished, send it back ready for someone to apply, you know, pink material to it to make it beautiful, or we can do that for you. So any kind of piece in that puzzle, we can basically solve for our clients. But it's one of those situations that it's better to have a relationship and talk about it ahead of time, because there's some milling nuances, there's some design nuances.
Yeah, what kind of screws you're going to use, angulated, all those things, right?
You know, when you're trying to get a case done, you know, in good time, you don't want to have all those questions or have to redo things. But we have a separate service of basically fabricating, again, meeting you where you are at any phase that the doctor wants.
I keep bringing these things up because I can't impress on our listeners enough the importance of these things, right? There is a laboratory and the owner of the laboratory that is willing to meet us where we're at. And it's not an adversarial relationship. Everybody's winning. You're winning. We're winning. The patient's winning. You know, everybody's winning in that. But also it's such a safe way to step into vertical integration. Like, because that's what I did when I started. I started with, hey, I'm going to let Ro do everything for me. Then it was, hey, you know what? I'll print the surgical temp and I'll let Ro make the final. Okay. Then it was, you know what? I'll get you guys to mill the final for me and I'll apply the pink on it. And, you know, step by step, that led me to being able to be integrated. And by being integrated, you're winning because we're doing more cases. You know, we're not doing one or two cases beginning to end. We're doing four or five cases, you know, partial amount. So the lab still wins in that. But I think ultimately it allows me to compete and allows me to step into this world of vertical integration without taking such a big jump of $50,000, $60,000 in equipment, you know, such a big jump on software that to do all this. And then the most important part, as you keep mentioning out, is the time part of it, like learning how to do all of this at the patient's expense to a certain degree. So I want to thank you for being forward thinking and, you know, coming along the way in that journey for us. And I hope our audience also thanks you guys for that by supporting you guys in doing this.
Yeah. And one thing we added too, as some of our clients were doing service like you, they said, hey, what if my patient wants something else, like a higher level? So we created a bespoke line of Fuller, which is very patient interactive. We're giving the patient videos and smile design catalog. We're working on an AI generated automated smile report with 11 different propositions of before and afters, like all in seconds, coming back to our provider. That'll be the next couple of months. So we're going to be finished with that partnership with a company. And so if you could have, you know, level A, and if you want to offer a separate level, where it is outsourced, something different than to get that, maybe not even to the 30 point, but maybe even more, because, you know, the people always like good, better, best, right? And it's good to have options, and it gives clients another option that maybe they, you know, it's hard to integrate in their office with, you know.
It's funny you mentioned that, because one thing I am seeing is that we can get the 30 grand or more for an arch. We just have to differentiate our product.
Exactly.
And I think, like, you know, having a bespoke line or a signature service or a truly patient customized option, like even where if we want individual jacket crowns where the patient wants to floss, they didn't floss. That's how they got in this position, you know, but, you know, that to me is what I'm finding is we offer it to every patient, you know, and 90% of our patients don't take us up on it,
right?
But 10% do. And that 10% that do take us up on it, you know, that's a big driver of bottom line revenue for our business, because surgically, it's not any more time. It's more time on the patient management a little bit.
Sure.
Surgically is no additional time on that.
Sure. Yeah, we have a nice setup for that. If anyone's interested, they can, you know, reach out to us. But it's a whole lineup, how we integrate and talk to the patient. We get online with the patient, go over the design with them. That's our part of our plan. So to make sure they feel like they're getting a commissioned piece of artwork as opposed to just getting teeth. It's like they're participating in the process.
And I know some of you are laughing when you know you're smirking at yourself, but I promise you, 5 to 10% of your patients are 100% willing.
Absolutely.
If you offer this level of service, they will take you up on it. Okay. We can't assume that the patient doesn't want this, or if the patient asks about money, they're never going to pay for that. I do just fine in life. I ask about money all the time, but I'm willing to pay for something that I value.
Yeah.
And so, like, I will tell you, just ask your patients.
Absolutely. I mean, there's all kind of different cars out there, right? People make different choices every day.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, you know. Real quick, there's one more thing I want to talk to you about, but I want to tell everybody, BJ's the owner, but we don't call and ask BJ any questions. I'm not sure.
I'm available.
That would be the right person. One of the beautiful things that I love with us and with Roe and 3D Dentists is we interface directly with Chris. So if you want to get in touch with Chris, I'm actually going to give you his cell phone number. He won't mind. But if you're interested in learning more about the lab and what they do and just getting, you know, honest information on that, I suggest that you contact Chris. Chris's cell phone number is 216-315-6000. So again, that's 216-315-6000. Contact Chris. He'll talk to you about the lab. Mention 3D Dentists. So that, you know, obviously we can have a little bit more pull with BJ on things, but, you know, we get no money from it. And I just want you guys to use the lab because they do an amazing job and they do good work. And just like any larger lab, once in a while, things slip through the crack, but they're always there to make it right. And that's really what matters. So, all right, BJ, I want to talk about one more thing.
Sure. Something
that's kind of new. And I think this has a potential to really be much bigger than even Full Arch. And I know Full Arch has been very big for you guys. And that's this whole digital smile design. And one of the things that we've been piloting in our practice and doing ourselves, but as I talk to other dentists, they're having a hard time doing the doing it yourself part. And that's this concept of a test drive or a trial smile, where somebody can... Like, let's say you, BJ, you come to my office and you say, hey, I'd love to see what my smile looks like. Option number one is I can get a preview done by the lab. I can send it to Ro. And, you know, I think a few hours, the 24 hours later, I'll get a photo mock-up of what it'll look like. But that's pretty good. But what's even better is the ability to have something that I can put in the patient's mouth that they can see and feel what that looks like. And for me, the challenge is I don't want to wait 2 weeks for the lab to turn that around. And with printers basically being an almost, or should be an almost every dental practice, now it's really about how do I get the design done. And so, BJ, if you don't mind, talk to us about how you guys are supporting cosmetic offices in this cosmetic digital cosmetic workflow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking that question. So much like our Full Arch team, we kind of basically took that model and evolved it into kind of an anterior trial smile diagnostic workup, same day temporaries service that we would offer kind of on demand within, you know, a very short period of time. Depends on how many units. Like, we could do an hour for up to so many units, but when it gets to be, you know, full arch, it's tough to get right. that done in a unit because they have all individual margins. So right. but we give you a time frame that is very realistic, same day. And we provide, you know, digital files that you can either, you know, before and after models you can print to show the patient. Or if you want to put something in the patient's mouth, we can do what we call it a trial smile, with basically an overlay. It fits over top of their teeth so they can look at it, walk on it. You know, patients that are severely worn and a lot of attrition, they could actually just fit right over it and look like their final teeth with, you know, with maybe a few exceptions here or there. And then also, and they're all the same price. I think we charge like $22 a unit for the design, but we can also parlay that design into same day, like customized provisionals. Just like you're getting a same day full arch restoration, you basically give us the records ahead of time. As soon as you prep the teeth, scan those files and get them over to us. We design the cases, send it back to them, fit to the margins. You can print them on your printer, stick them right in. You have basically a prototype smile design for the final veneers that you get to work out the final aesthetic contours. And it's, you know, it's highly detailed. We put all the effort in we do into the final, other than maybe some minor morphology that wouldn't come out in, you wouldn't want in that type of a situation. But it works, it's, you know, very well. We're kind of getting started with it. We worked with a couple of doctors. Dr. Ali Fraufounder is one to help us develop the portal to basically, you know, ask all the right questions when you're filling it out. Like, what are we doing? Because there's some different terminology. And we've, you know, put a team together to get those files back to you, both in ExoCAD or 3Shape, depending on your preference.
Yeah, so I want to kind of digest that for our listeners to understand.
Yeah.
You know, nobody buys a car without test driving it. I mean, I did, but that's a different story. You just read. most smart people, unlike me and BJ, you test drive something. And to me, that has been the missing link. Like, I'm doing more cosmetic cases now that I've done. I've done more cosmetic cases this year than I did probably the last 2 years combined in the first 6-7 months of this year. And I relate that directly to the trial smile process. I'm getting more predictable outcomes and enjoying deliveries more by having custom 3D printed temps because the tissue, because as BJ said, they're right to the margin. So they're at the end of the day, they're literally permanent restorations that like fit to the margin, fit to the occlusion, and you literally put these things on and the tissue looks amazing when the patient comes back for the finals. And the other nice thing is as BJ was mentioning, the patient works everything out. And if the patient loves the temps, you can know that you're going to get the exact same thing in individual units, because BJ, I assume, and I know that basically if I say, hey, my patient loved the temps, can you just make them into finals? The answer is absolutely, right?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, just at that point, if you're, you know, prepping the teeth, we just have to take that final prep location margins and combine it with the design without really change the incisal edge contours. We can keep what we want or change what we want to.
Yeah, and that's where photographs come in place. Like, you know, I've had temps come in and they're just off a little bit. And I say, hey, patient loves everything. Just level this out. Make number 9 look the same as number 8 or XYZ. And boom, it's done.
Nice, just full face smiling photograph is so critical to a good design, because it's in some of those cases, it's almost hard to screw up when you have that information because you're building it in the patient space.
Yeah, and all of this stuff goes right into ExoCAD, 3Shape, or XYZ software. You know, you can have a 3D phase, you can have a 2D phase, you can put everything in there. And the other thing I've loved working in this workflow is I can prep a whole arch and lose the bite, but still the bite can be maintained because we're meshing it to the preoperative bite.
Absolutely.
And you maintain, I'm no longer worried about prepping upper and lower teeth anymore and losing my bite along the way, because you know, the digital workflow kind of takes care of that for us. And it's fantastic. So if you've been wanting to get into trial smiles, obviously we have courses that can teach you this, but those of you that be like, you know what, I don't want to do it myself. I want somebody, a good partner to do it for me. Reach out to Chris and Rowe Dental Labs, and they'll basically make it super easy for you. And you prep the teeth, you'll have the printable file back within an hour. Then you spend 20 minutes printing it. And so basically you know, your patient walks out with custom temps that literally look and mimic what you expect the final teeth to look like.
Absolutely.
And that's golden.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great service to try to get patients to accept more treatment. So,
It works great. So on the front end to get acceptance, on the clinical end to get better outcomes, it's win-win for everybody. All right, BJ, last question for you. Where do you think the lab, where do you think the lab, if other lab owners are listening to this, what would you tell other lab owners, or where do you think the lab dentist relationship is going to go, say a couple of years from now? What should the labs be getting prepared for? And what should the dentists be prepared for?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of dentists out there, you know, and the 3D dentist group is pretty progressive in what they do. So there's a lot of dentists that have practiced dentistry in many different ways. So I think the lab business is very safe. There's always going to be a need for it. At the end of the day, it comes down to people. You know, the lab industry is constantly in attrition. It's been decreasing the number of technicians every year for 20 years, and it's going to continue to decline for the next 10 years. I don't see any stop in that at all. So it's, I think that, you know, business will be there because there's going to be less laboratories, you know, up doing business because they're just aging. You know, the average age of a lab owner is, you know, in the twilight of their career, not in the beginning of the career. I think the lab business is sound, but I think they gotta be, you know, lab people have to be, ready for change and adapting to change quickly and listening to their clients, what their clients are doing. And technology has been, nothing else has allowed us to, dentistry, and when I say us, dentistry, to move very fast. Unlike a lot of other industry medical sects out there, dentistry is moving at really lightning speed. So you just got to be able to listen, watch, and move with it. And I think, you know, labs will continue to be an awesome business because we have, you know, awesome clients in the dentists we work with.
Yeah. You know, what I'll add to that is, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, I envision a day where progressive offices like what we teach will be having their own software, and they may not design everything, but they'll have the software so they can tweak anything.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we'll get to a point where we will print a lot of things in the practice, certainly temporaries, trial smiles, you know, maybe not printing definitives at this point in time. But I think we'll get to that point where that's what we're doing. And I think everybody will, in the days we used to have a lab that you work with, I think it's going to change to where you have a lab designer that you work with, that gets everything done for you. And then on the final side, I think, you know, certainly labs will still make the vast majority of all the final restorations in dentistry. But I think we're going to start to see even that number start to come down as technology becomes more accessible and necessitated in dental practices.
Yeah, and we've yet to see what AI has a deep effect it will have on dentistry. I imagine it'll...
What are you guys seeing in AI like that? Because I think the labs get it first, in a sense.
Sure.
But from a scale perspective.
Yeah, there's plenty of AI design options out there. None of them are ideal at this point. You know, they all need edited, or a lot of them need some editing. But it's definitely coming. You know, we have several AI projects that we're working on. With all the cone beam data and things we're working on, an AI platform that basically, before your patient leaves the office, looks at your CT scan, maybe 10 different variables, looks at the photograph, looks at the STL files, and makes sure you capture all the landmarks, make sure the DICOM's correct, it's all the right arch is captured, kind of quality controlling your staff to make sure they did everything right. So we've been working on that for about 2 years with a company called Delmini. You know, pretty excited for that to be released. It's called 3D PreCheck. It basically will quality control all the cone beams coming out if you're exporting them, or just using them for your own purpose. You know, because what Hate thinks is the patient leaves the office, they have to come back because something didn't capture all the anatomy you wanted and things like that. Well, you could, you know, basically tell it what you're trying to accomplish and it'll make sure you do what you've done. So there's a lot of little projects like that we're working on, but I think AI is going to have a big effect currently in the lab business. Other than some designs, it's not really affecting much now. Certainly for nesting, we use a lot of AI for nesting our parts in volume. And we do a lot of digital dentures here at Roe, two-step digital dentures. A lot of use AI for nesting those things. Put them in a folder. They're already in the pruner queue, ready to go, kind of almost an automated workflow. So it's coming, you know, and it's here, but it's, you know, it's not completely changing the face of our industry yet.
But clearly it will. You know, actually, one thing I forgot to talk to you about, a complaint that I and many others had early on was how long it took to get full arch guides back. That used to be, God, when I started, it was 6 to 8 weeks to get a case back. So one of the things you guys have done is invested in the ability to manufacture metal and obviously plastic right there in the lab. So what's a typical turnaround time now for full arch, you know, guides?
Yeah, you know, once we get the records and the doctor checks off on the plan, either in a meeting or so and so, we're knocking those cases out in little as 3 days, you know, 5 days, kind of typical. We designed a real guide software, has a plugin for Guided Smile Chrome that company basically invested in, with a lot of AI's checks and balances. So that took the design time from like literally like 4 or 5 hours just to design it down to a fraction of that by automating and a lot of things. Doing that metal printing, we're able to really, you know, take control of that and get things done quickly. I mean, even, you know, need a rush case, as long as we have the records, 24 or 48 hours, we can get it done.
You know, Chris is going to shoot you for saying
that. Oh, yeah, he's going to shoot you, please, Matt.
BJ, I can't thank you enough for being an amazing partner and being on the forefront of being a great partner for dentists everywhere. And, you know, if you guys are ever in the Cleveland area, stop by the lab. It's fascinating. You guys are two buildings now. The first time I visited, it was just one building. So like there's so many printers. Like, it's just fascinating to me the things that you guys got going on there to help build your business.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for everything you do for dentistry. And you have done and do a lot, and you're an awesome awesome resource for dentistry.
Well, thank you, BJ. We'll catch up, and if everybody wants to get in touch with the lab, you can contact BJ directly. Obviously, we work with Chris at the lab, Chris is happy to help you guys out.
Yeah, so. Or bj@rodentallab.com.
Yeah, there you get it. BJ wants you guys to contact him, for God's sakes. So everybody's, let's send an email to BJ just to irritate him. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah. Bye-bye.